John Clendenin, one of the pioneers in freestyle skiing. Just in fact, back in the 70s, he was one of those early people doing the sport. It was a star in the sport, won some world titles with it. And then even we have video of him skiing with Susie Chaffee, who, by the way, I was talking to on the phone yesterday.
That's really? A name well, that comes up from the past.
There's one of those skiing names.
She called me from Puerto Vallarta. I can't.
Oh, well, it's a terrible life.
You were in Puerto Vallarta?
No, she called. Anyway, John is still very active, quite an athlete. At one point, he was a pro golfer, and he still teaches mogul skiing out in Aspen, Colorado, or down in Portillo, Chile. He's just on the go all the time. Fascinating guy. Toby Dawson, who was a world champion in mogul skiing and an Olympic champion, Olympic medalist in that. Next weekend, you'll be able to meet Chris Fuzz Feddersen, one of the first freestyle skiers on the U.S. ski team, a great aerial skier. And then he went on and coached two gold medalists in 1998 in freestyle aerials. Caught two skiers up there. So he's had an amazing career. He'll be here. Joe J. Jalbert, he'll be here as well. He was Robert Redford's double in the movie Downhill Racer. Hmm. And that inspired him to go on to a career, although a great skier himself, went on to a career in filmmaking, produced four official Olympic films, produced a number of official films for the World Championship folk, and then and has won numerous Emmy awards. That's fascinating guy.
I knew I recognized his name more from the from films and things.
That's
along
right,
those lines.
And we have some of his films in our archives, and we'll be showing them. Scott Schmidt, a big mountain skier, free skier, has been in numerous ski films. And Jerry Simon, the late Jerry Simon, helped the ski industry grow immensely through his ski shows, his work in the ski show industry. His wife will be here, his widow will be here, Barb Simon. Now, Barb herself has been nominated to be in the Hall of Fame because she was one of the first models of ski clothing and held ski fashion shows with Jerry and on television. I mean, she appeared in all the big TV shows, brought her models in.
Added to the glamour factor,
added
it more.
Added the whole glamour.
Yeah.
Gorgeous person.
Yeah.
So she's here representing Jerry. So we got quite a group of people are going to be showing up starting Friday night at the Hall of Fame. The enshrinement ceremony is at 7 o'clock. It's open. There's no charge for that. Come on in, see it. Meet the guys afterwards in a reception. It'll be fun. And get their autographs and just chat with them about all their ski stories and share some of yours with them. And then on Saturday, we have the Kiwanis Welcome Breakfast in downtown Ishpeming. That only costs $5 to go to, but we have the Coy Hill Memorial Golf Outing out at the Wawanawin, followed by our closing banquet for the weekend. And come on out and play some golf, enjoy the banquet afterwards, hear some more stories from these people. It's less formal, but we have a lot of fun with it. It's all a fundraiser for the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll help us too. Help us keep going. And the role we play here in the community. But you can have a lot of fun while you're doing it.
It sounds fascinating to get all these folks together again. And I know in particular that banquet is a lot of fun. I've seen videos of it and whatnot. Yeah. A great night out, especially if you're a ski fan. And even if you're not and you just want to support the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame, it's a great way to do it. So this is all on the weekend of the 19th and the 20th. And if people want to find out more about the ski hall, how can they get a hold of you?
If they want to find out more about us and about the event, just give us a call, 485-6323. And there's also information on our website, skihall.com.